Good signs of an economic rebound in the new year.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Welcome to the Morning Open, when we take a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts its trading day. Americans seem to be spending again. More on that in a minute. But first, let's take a look at the markets. Where's Wall Street? Well, things are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up a tenth of a percent, 10 points to 11,570. The NASDAQ down about a tenth of a percent, 1 point to 2669. The S&P 500 down just a hair to 1258. General Motors announced it's recalling almost 100,000 Cadillac CTS cars. Problems include a locking rear axle and a malfunctioning passenger airbag. Doesn't seem to be hurting the stock, though. GM shares up 6 tenths of a percent this morning. Consumer spending rose in November for the fifth straight month. Here to talk about this with us is Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial in Chicago. She joins us live. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So consumer spending up a little bit in November. Sounds like good news.
It is good news. It's welcome news that consumers are opening their purse strings, loosening their purse strings, and spending again. There is a sense that consumers are a little more confident than they were over the spring and summer when the economy nearly stalled out. That's the good news. We are seeing consumers do that, and there is a sense of trying to return to normality. That said, those food lines and the shelters are still getting more full than ever. So even though we are doing a little better this holiday season and spending a little more aggressively, we are also dipping into our savings, and those who were hit hardest by the recession are still really struggling.
Well, speaking of that, the manufacturing sector is looking pretty good this month, too. We had some strong numbers there. New orders are at their highest level in 8 months. What are we seeing from manufacturing?
What we're seeing is the manufacturing sector is benefiting from two things. One is the consumer is back, although not in full force, but back. And on the other side of it, exports remain extremely strong. You add to that the fact that companies have enormous amount of cash on their balance sheets, a lot more than consumers have in their purses, and they have yet to spend it. And it looks good prospects that the manufacturing sector will remain a shining star in the U.S. economy and continue to recover and regain ground lost as we move into 2011.
Diane Swonk with Mesirow Financial. Happy holidays, Diane.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
There is an onion crisis in India. Onions are a primary ingredient in the making of the all-important curry dish. Prices have more than doubled in the last few days. The government blames heavy rains and has banned onion exports to try and help the problem. The BBC's Vineet Khade has more.
In India, high onion prices have kicked politicians out of office in the past. The sharp upswing in prices, from under a dollar per kilogram a few days back to almost $2 now, has impacted everyone, especially the poor. People say they have cut down on dishes that require onions. Shoppers at a vegetable market in Dadar in Mumbai were angry with the government. A woman who identifies herself as Mrs. Chindarkar said she has had to change her shopping habits.
I regularly come here so that I can get a little bit cheaper in this wholesale market. But this is too much. Here also the rates are same. We used to buy in the bulk. Now we buy in the small quantities.
The government on its part says it has taken measures like removing tariffs on its import and making onions cheaper at certain stores. But the situation on the ground still hasn't changed much. It will take 2 to 3 weeks for the prices to come down. Meanwhile, chefs and cookbook writers are giving tips on how to cope without onions. In Mumbai, I am the BBC's Vineet Khare for Marketplace.
Not so many Christmases ago, Nintendo's Wii was the hot gift. Simplicity was the big selling point. You could play tennis or golf just by moving the controller. And everyone from toddlers to seniors got on the Wii wagon. It was the game system for non-gamers. But Wii sales are way off this season. And to Sally Herships' report, its attempt to get gamier may be part of the reason.
Elizabeth Bewley's husband hibernates in winter. Bewley is 57, lives in Arizona. She just wrote a book about healthcare. But she says rational arguments about the benefits of exercise don't work on her husband.
I was hoping to find something that would make exercise seem less like Brussels sprouts and more like ice cream.
So she bought a Wii, and Wii Fit. It's an exercise game. She and her husband started playing every night for at least an hour. After 6 months, they got tired of the workout, so Bewley figured she'd just get a new disc for Christmas.
But we were really disappointed because all the ones that I saw are really like video games.
Did you hear what Bewley said? The new Wii games are too gamey. Stephen Totilo is deputy editor of Kotaku, a video game blog. He says the Wii has been really popular with people who are not typical gamers, like the Bewleys. It just seems so unintimidating and easy to use. Nintendo has sold over 34 million Wiis. It's one of the best-selling video game systems of all time. But Wii sales are down 25% from last year.
The Wii's problem is that the Wii did something really cool in 2006.
But now Totilo says other companies are doing really cool things in 2010. Sony's new Move game system has a controller it says is better than the Wii's. Then there's Microsoft's new Kinect. Your body is the controller. Another problem is because of the Wii's great success. Totilo says the market may be tapped out.
I don't know how many more grandmas and grandpas need a Wii, who don't already have a Wii, who haven't already given it back to their sons or daughters or whoever got it to them.
But Totilo says this is just part of the natural life cycle of video game systems. They can only live at the peak of their popularity about 5 years. And he says Nintendo knows this. They're already focused on the future. 3D gaming without glasses. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, braving the stores for some last-minute deals? There's an app for that. It's called the Parker, and it was just unveiled here in Los Angeles. It helps drivers locate open parking spots and gives directions to nearby parking garages. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
There's an engineering firm up in Seattle that's building a machine to give a little girl with cerebral palsy a very special Christmas present.
She will be able to spontaneously produce her own speech, what she wants to say.
I'm Kai Rizdal, high-tech contraptions that change lives, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.